GAA program with Tom Comack in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, stocking the official Donegal Connell range for adults and children. Gear up for Christmas at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Gav agus falchu cuz you talk come loose as gale and shock the show the me Tom Comack with you as always on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock, and we've got another busy program lined up for you coming up tonight, and we'll be joined shortly by Conor Donnell and Jimmy Hegarty of the Mofill GAA club, and they're celebrating a double celebration. This had a double celebration last weekend, two big landmark years in the club's short history. That's in a few moments, but first of all we're going to hear from the new Donegal coaching officer, Conor McDermott, who was elected at the county convention on Sunday last in the Abbey Hotel, and also to Lee McElhenney, who was returning to the Donegal top table after a number of years away from it. He was also elected as the Ulster Council representative at last Sunday's convention in Donegal Town. And, well, they're two of the fresh faces that are coming back into the executive. There's a third, Gary Duffy is the new children's officer, and we hope to talk to Gary in probably early next year. Gary, of course, a selected position that was selected way back in November, and he's the new children's officer. So, first of all, tonight we're joined by Conor McDermott.
Well, Conor, first of all, congratulations on your selection as or election as coaching officer.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Tom. Proud day, I suppose, in many respects. It was proud to be nominated by the club. First of all, my own club, St. Mary's Convoy, and I've been involved with coaching in that club, in the schools in that club, and in the county, I suppose, as well, and under 14, 15, 16, and 17. And I suppose it built on that to be here today, you know.
Yeah. And you're the current St. Mary's chairman, aren't you? And you've been also involved in the regional board.
I would have been involved with the regional board for the last, 5-6 years. And yes, outgoing chairman, I have to say now, because in terms of going into something like this, you have to be able to make some time. But my term as chairman of St. Mary's just finished there last week, so hopefully that clears
up. And highly involved in coaching.
Would be very highly involved in coaching from the get-go, from when I hung up my own boots. I've been involved with the club, as I say. I've been involved with schools, very heavily involved with the schools, and with the county development squads over the last, 6 to 10 years now, you know.
Yeah. And of course, as we gather by that accent, not a Donegal man.
No, a good blow-in. Like yourself, Tom, come from Roscommon, living up here now over, 15, 16 years at this stage, and have been a member of St. Mary's Club since 2002. So again, I'm proud of what coming through there and getting the support in there, and getting the support from the clubs in Donegal. It's been good.
And what's your club in Roscommon?
The club up north Roscommon, St. Michael's. They're an intermediate club. Like anything, you are where you come from, and I'll be still in touch with that club. They're having their own annual draw this year, so they're keep coming to be looking for the money for that as well. But you know, that's the beauty of the GAA as well. It's that grassroots approach, and I can see that firsthand in Donegal here as well.
Yeah, coaching officer, it's a big role, it's a big job. We see in the accounts there, I think there's a budget of something like close on $250,000.
Oh, it's huge, and I suppose that's what we're trying to do, is develop on that. And I'm lucky to be, I suppose, coming, and there's a lot of groundwork being done. We've had the coaches there now, the coaches going into the schools, the 3-day week going to the 5-day week. We're definitely trying to promote it in the schools. Getting into the secondary schools now will be the next thing, and having the schools competing at a higher level as well is a great thing. St. Columba's won an Ulster final there during the week, which is great to see. I see St. Union's are in an Ulster final as well on Tuesday. So getting that club coach link, that club schools link, that has to be a good thing for the county development squads, and as I said, the rising tide floats all boats.
Because the link, I think, has always been there with the Cumann na Mun scoil and the national schools or the primary schools. It's been a little bit more difficult, I think, to get it all go up and running with the second level schools.
It has, and I suppose it's just the geography as well. Like, if you look at clubs, there's no direct connection with their school. It could be a connection. My own club, we'd have kids going to half a dozen schools, you know. So then the challenge comes for those secondary schools, that they're not working with any direct club, they're working with a series of clubs. But hopefully we can get a bit of organisation there, you know. Looking to try and clear some windows, that there's not as much competition with clubs playing competitions at the same time as schools competitions as well. Like, and that's all up for debate. We're trying to we want all our kids playing football, but we want it on a calendar that they're available for the teams. So that's the challenge here as well. So now you've got clubs, schools and county. How can we get that master fixture list that is not going to be stressing some areas and leaving huge windows where there's no activity at other times of the year?
We wish you the best of luck on that, and we wish you the best of luck on your new position as well. And we'll talk to you, no doubt, later at some stage.
Look forward to it, Tom. Thanks a million.
That's Conor McDermott, the St Mary's GA Club Convoy Chairman, who was elected the Donegal Coaching Officer last Sunday. He replaces Anthony Harkin, who had completed 5 years in the job. And, well, unfortunately, you heard Conor mention there that St Eunan's College were in colleges action yesterday. Unfortunately, they lost out to Patrician College in that. But there's been success for a Donegal school, Colossal Alley. Well, today won their Marquee Cup clash with St. Columbus of Glenties, 3-10 to 1-10. That's how it ended. And Colossal Alley in Letterkenny are the Donegal Senior Schools B champions after their victory over Myana College in a very entertaining game in St Mary's Park and Convoy yesterday, 112-9. That's how it ended there in that particular game, and certainly a lot of talent coming through in underage. But PCC Fermacara are in Ulster action as well on Friday in Owen Beg, and we'll talk maybe a little bit more about that later on. But back to tonight's programme, and we're now joined by Liam McElhinney.
Well, Liam, first of all, congratulations, and you're not a new face because you're returning again.
Thanks, Tom. Well, as you know, I did serve as youth officer 2008-2009, and I think Sean Conlon took over for me then, so I've been off it for a couple of years. But sure, it's nice to get back and to be part of the top table again.
And I suppose it's timely in a way, because you've been very active and very involved with St Michael since, and I doubt you will remain active and remain involved. But your term as chairman, I believe, is coming to an end as well of the club.
Yes, well, our AGM's this coming Friday, Tom, and I have my 5 years completed, and hopefully there'll be a new face on the chair on Friday night. Enjoyed the last 5 years, but I did bring in the rule that we would serve no more than 5 years as officers. But I'll still be actively involved in the club, because at the end of the day, the club is very close to my heart, and at county level, I'll hope to do everything to help keep the club up the front as well.
Ulster Council representative, I suppose it's fighting Donegal's corner in Ulster, a lot of it, and been part of the Ulster management.
Well, that's it, Tom, and I suppose, I mean, I know that I have an experienced man with me in there, and PJ McGowan, and I suppose it'll be good to help to me when I get in there. But, I mean, I'm looking forward to the challenge, as depending on what committee that I would serve on. But, as I say, I'm looking very much to the challenge, and I hope to represent Donegal as best as I can in Ulster, and look forward to an exciting time.
Yeah, and of course, the Ulster Council representative position as well is you're very important cog and a member of the executive Donegal, the ruling governing body, I suppose.
Yeah, well, it gives you a bit of power in there to be involved in the governing body, and as I say, I have had a bit of experience serving there before, and I have a good rapport with a lot of the officers that are in there at the minute, so I can see that. I mean, it'll broaden my horizon as far as the GA is concerned as well. But I mean, I know I'll bring the experience that I have to the fore when I'm there.
And of course, it's pretty exciting times in Donegal football. A lot going on, and I suppose in hurling too. A lot going on generally in Donegal. Donegal is up there, right at the top, in the top four or five in the country, and a major infrastructural development going on as well. So I'm sure there'll be a workload handed out at county board level as well.
Yeah, well, anybody that was at the convention last Sunday knows that what lies ahead of Donegal, particularly the building and Convoy, which is a massive structure that takes a lot of money to put there. And as Sean Dunyan applied to say it in his report, that he was going to spend this year to try to get that building and Convoy, and that'll be a very important structure in Donegal, because you say there with hurling teams, underage teams, 21 teams, and they're all going well. So that's very important that we get the Convoy venture and get the structure finished.
And you don't take up your position immediately. I think it doesn't happen until after the Ulster convention.
Pat Conlon remains there until the convention. I think the convention's at the end of January, so it'll be after that that they got the role then, Tom. So as I said earlier, they're looking forward to that. So
look at it and enjoy it, and best of luck in it for the next 5 years.
Thanks, Tom. I just want to say as well to thank the clubs, that the delegates that supported me on Sunday, and the ones that didn't support. But I hope to work for everybody in Ulster. And thanks, Tom, for giving me time.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, stocking the official Donegal Connell range for adults and children. Gear up for Christmas at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Roger Ash, good evening, Clare, and you're very welcome back indeed. And Mobil GAA Club in Inishowen is celebrating, had a double celebration at the weekend, the 40th anniversary of the first underage football in the club, and then 20 years later, of course, the senior club was formed. And I'm delighted to see him joined on the line by two officials of the club and two long-standing officials, Conor O'Donnell, who is there from day one all of 40 years ago.
Good.
And also by Jimmy Hegarty, who is very much part of the Mobil GAA story as well. Good night to you, Jimmy.
Good night, Tom.
And Con, as we said, we'll start with you, and I know you celebrated big celebrations on Friday night last. We'll talk about those in a moment, but you were there from day one, 1976?
Well, I'm here since 1968, and I suppose around 1970 we started with youth, and it's been going since, but we had no club structure here until 1976, and that was our first official club meeting, and we put an executive together, and we did a lot of the work from there on, I suppose, with youth, trying to get off the ground, trying to get a junior team. But it wasn't until 1996 that we were successful in doing so, when we probably had families of our own and maybe friends of ours as well around us who were interested in Gaelic games.
Yeah.
And we got off the ground with a bang, a junior championship on our first year of asking, and then we won an under-12 the same year.
Yeah, and just go back to the underage first, and I know it's the time of year when we celebrate men coming from the east. You came from the west, to Mobil. Tell me, how did it come about, the formation of the underage first?
Well, I suppose there was always bits and pieces of GAA being played, challenge matches and tournament matches and one thing and the other. And when I came here, I suppose we were always looking for a set of tall posts, and there weren't too many. There was absolutely no Gaelic activity of any kind there in 68. Bits and pieces started to appear, and some underage competitions were organised in the early 70s. And PJ Hallinan would have been in the boys' club at that time, and he would have been a major player as well over in that end. And I suppose Sean Masterson, it kind of went. There were leaders in each area, and it did start. But in 1976, we put our first Costia together, and Father Andy Dolan at that time was chaplain in Carndona, and he was our first chairman, and myself. And then there was a mixture of people like Mick McLaughlin there from Carndona, he was the first treasurer, and Brendan Keaveney and Martin Henry, who was from Sligo, he was here, he worked with Chagas, and Tom McBrearty, and you'll all remember Tom McBrearty, he was in the mix as well. That lasted a year, and then Mobil went totally on their own the following year.
Yeah.
And
so you were part of Carndona for the first year too?
Well, we had a mixture of Carndona for the first, the first 9 months. And we did play to some extent, but once we got our feet on the ground, I think both clubs were able to field teams.
Mm. And I suppose maybe the younger listeners will find it difficult to appreciate, football wasn't as strong in Inishowen, the peninsula, as it is today, for example.
No, apparently there was a fair bit of football there in the 40s, maybe, and up, 1939 into 42, there was a fair bit of football, maybe, came up and went, but there was a great lack of work at youth level, and really the structures had to go down, and the youth work had to be done before you were going to ever achieve anything. It took us maybe 20 years to transform from youth to senior, you know.
Yeah, and tell me, what was it? You started with an under-12 team, or...?
We started with 12s, and we went on to 14s, 16s, 18s. We had good minor teams in the mid-80s. We just weren't able to get over the line, and we didn't have enough people on the ground, but things changed then in the 90s. And I suppose the emergence of Donegal as a major footballing force had something to do with it as well, you know, going into the 90s.
Yeah, Tato Yesulas and Clark coming, Luke Glasgill, the shock on the show of me, Tom Cormack. That's the voice of Conor Donnell, Moville GA club official. And he's there from day one since the start of the club. And we're also joined by Jimmy Hegarty, who was an integral part of the club. Jimmy, I think you came a little bit later, didn't you? You probably came around the time of the start of the adult team.
Yeah, I came back from sea in 1989, Tom, and all the family were getting involved then, so that sort of got me into it too. And as I say, I was there.
You're a native. Con is that blow in from the west, but you're a native of that particular neck of the woods, aren't you?
Yeah, Con's a blow in there. Give him another 50 years, and we'll accept him as a native.
Good man, Jimmy.
Yeah. And tell me, obviously the structure was in place, and there was players coming through then at that time, obviously, as well.
Yeah, we had a good under-12 team, that's sort of 91, and that was the basis of our senior team in 96. But then we had no ground, you know, that was, until we got a ground, we were really going nowhere. So when we got the land, that was a big turning point, I think. Yeah.
But you hit the ground running, as Con says, you won a junior championship your first year, was it?
Yeah, we did, and we beat Malin and Nil. We'll never forget, and they'll probably never forget either.
I'll never forgive you.
Never forget us. But it was just one of those days where everything went right for you and we won it. So that was a great achievement in the first year.
And tell me, Con was obviously there. Who else was there in those days?
Well, Sean McBride was manager of the team, and Liam McCain was also a big worker behind the scenes there, getting us off the ground, you know. Joe McGeady, the late Joe McGeady, was our treasure.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of help down the years, you know.
And tell me, in terms of what was the initial reaction? Because as we know, it's a pretty strong soccer area, that particular part of the Inishowen itself, indeed. Yeah. What was the reaction locally? How did the local people, maybe non-GA people, take to the new game?
Well, probably that's the biggest satisfaction in my eyes now, is at that time, I don't know how the people took it, but you hear people saying that the way the GA do it, you know, so that's a great buzz when you hear people saying it's the way the GA do it. So,
What attracted you as a local man to the GA, or were you always interested in GA?
Well, I played a bit. In my time, I played about 3 or 4 matches a year. Nobody knew what we were playing, and we went out as underage, about 2 car loads, about 8 or 9 in each car, and you went to Cairn or somewhere like that. But it was all over in a week or 2 weeks. But the boys were playing and the family was involved, so that's really what brought me into it then.
Yeah, well, of course, you were backbone, both ladies and men's teams and ladies' teams, and you had a brilliant year this year with your ladies.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had a good year this year with the ladies, but again, that brought the club on too, you know. We started ladies' team around the year 2000, and that got more people involved, and I said the ladies and men get on very well together. It's really brought the club on.
And back to you, Con. I think you mentioned to me earlier, actually, you had a camogie team for a while, and quite a successful camogie team.
Yeah, it kind of started around the time Father Andy Dolan was here. And of course,
Father Andy now, parish priest up in Ballaghy.
He's in Ballaghy now, and he was chaplain in Carandona around...
Tyrone, I think.
Yes. A high iron man through and through, and a great GA family background there. But he was doing a lot of work in the community school out there, and he had ladies involved, and that spun off, and we won 3 consecutive camogie championships here in 85, 6 and 7. Hmm. But again, we're going back to the same old story, the lack of youth involvement and a conveyor belt to bring youth through to senior wasn't there at the time. So after 87, they began to break up and scatter, and we just couldn't sustain that level. But football was coming strong at that time as well. And Jimmy just mentioned there in 1991, we had a very, very good, won the first A championship here in Inishowen, and that team went on to backbone our successful teams. And there's one or two of them still playing. Well, Seamus Hegarty's still playing, Jimmy's lad, 20 years on, you know. So we had a great run of lads who came from that team. We had maybe 9 or 10 of that team played with us for about 15 years, you know. So that was something powerful.
And you've won junior championship since, haven't you?
Yeah, well, one of the biggest days in the club's history was 2009 when the ladies went over to Convoy at 11:30 and won their second senior championship. They won it in 2008. And then we all rushed over to Letterkenny then for an hour later when we won the junior championship for the second time. So, I mean, that was a huge day. And winning ladies and men's championships on the one day.
And we're coming to a stage now where we're seeing, you know, Moville players on county teams. We saw it a couple of years ago. You had a couple on the county minor team that went all the way to the All-Ireland. And obviously the county ladies teams for quite some time has been backbone by Moville players.
Well, that's right. We had Danny Murphy in the under-21 team in 2010 in the All-Ireland final, played a major part. And then we had Tony McLennan and Kieran Dever in 2014. They were minors, played in Coe Park, unfortunately beaten again, you know. And Jimmy has supplied half a team himself down there. I suppose he has all Ireland winners in the house.
Yeah, just as well he came back from sea.
Well, it was lucky enough. Yeah, he's a huge.
And come here, I know time is pressing us. Coming on then, Jimmy, you mentioned earlier that the obviously playing facilities was a big disadvantage way back in the early years, but you have your own ground now.
Yeah, we have a ground now and we've put a lot of work into it. We have an excellent playing pitch there. Liam McCain looks after the ground and it can be played any day of the year. The pitch is available. I shouldn't be saying this over the radio. We'll have phone calls like this throughout the night, but we play on it throughout the year.
And a very scenic one as well.
Yeah, very much so, yeah. And we have an AstroTurf training. Stand, you know. So we've come a long way since 1996.
Yeah, and obviously development of pitches takes a lot of money.
It does, but
and did you purchase the pitch?
Yeah, we purchased the pitch in 96, yeah, and I think we played it. I forget.
The very first year of the senior team, yeah?
Everything happened that year.
Great. That was a good year. And Jimmy, talk to me. As we mentioned, obviously a great year this year with the ladies, and you know, you've had your great success with ladies. And when did the ladies come part of the club? You know, when did you start playing ladies football?
Yeah, the ladies started around 2000, and in the first year they won the junior championship, and they just moved on from there. So it's been a very productive move for the club. Great move for the club.
And I know the community college there as well has had great success in ladies football in particular.
Yeah, they have. So, say we're strong knowledge groups here in ladies football. We won the minor this year, and you know, we won minor last year, I think the year before as well. So,
you're going to be about for a few years.
Hopefully. Yeah, but you never know, football, you have to keep at it. You know, you just could go down as quick as you come up. So it's required being at it all the time.
And, Con, obviously the goal and the objective now is to get up maybe to intermediate, maybe get up a few rungs in the league as well.
Well, we have to work hard now and we need to get commitment from all the players and getting into intermediate football is a big thing, you know, for us this year to get promotion. It was a good year, and hopefully we can maybe move on from there if we can consolidate our position this year, you know, and maybe move on from there. I think, like Jimmy said there, getting our pitch and our clubhouse, and we have a stand, we have floodlights, we have an AstroTurf, we have a scoreboard there, we have the development all well. We probably need another pitch now at this stage because there's a heavy workload and the community.
Because you have a lot of other age between ladies and men's.
Yes, indeed, we could have upwards on 100 youngsters there on a Saturday morning, and you know, that's the backbone of the club's success of the future anyway, I suppose.
Yeah, that's the voice of Conor Donnell there. We have Jimmy Hegarty as well of Moville. And of course, the club celebrated, well, a double celebration last weekend, the 40th anniversary of the formation of the underage club, and then 20th anniversary in 1996 of the senior club. And you had your celebration dinner dance last Friday night. Egan O'Farrell, the special guest.
Yeah. Now, yes, we had a lovely night. It was a great night. Over 200 guests there, and we had Cathaoirleá Ward na Condé, Sean Dunyan, and we had also Cathaoirleá of the Ladies Board as well, and a few other guests. And we had a great night. It was a great celebration, and hopefully in 4 years, if we're all living, we'll be celebrating 25 years and we can have an even bigger night.
Yeah. Indeed. Look, unfortunately, Con and Jimmy, the clock has beaten us once again. We could have talked quite a bit longer, but keep up the very good work. Congratulations on your 40 years and 20 years, and especially Jimmy, to you, congratulations on a great year with the ladies. From me, Tom Cormack, special congratulations to you and a very happy Christmas to both of you. That's about it. That's Jimmy Hegarty and Conor Donnell. Before that, we had Lee McElhinney and Conor McDermott. Jimmy Stafford, as usual, was on sound. Good evening, Shocklin Shahogan. My last programme of the year is coming up next Wednesday night. That's me, Tom Cormack. Until then.
The GAA programme with Tom Cormack, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, stocking the official Donegal Connell range for adults and children. Gear up for Christmas at michaelmurphysports.ie.